Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Alternative Buffalo 107.7 to 104.7. And now joining us, all-around good guy, friend of the station, guitarist from Flogging Molly, Mr. Dennis Casey. How are you, brother?
Great. How are you doing, buddy?
You know, not too bad. It's been a minute since we've actually seen each other. And, you know, a fact that a lot of folks out here in the Buffalo area may not know is that you're actually a Western New Yorker.
Yeah, grew up in Rochester, New York, and actually moved back there a year ago. So I am officially, again, a Western New Yorker.
There you go, man. It's a pleasure to have you back here. You guys going to be in town this coming Tuesday, along with Social Distortion, man. Excited to see you guys and Flogging Molly up on the stage at Canal Side.
Oh, yeah. This tour has been so great. I can't wait. We played that venue before, I think a few years back. Great venue, outdoors. Hopefully the weather cooperates. And, it'll be a great night of rock and roll. Social D's 40th anniversary. We pulled out some new songs. It's gonna be, and Devil May Street's a great band, and Les Butcherettes.
Nice, man. It's gonna be a hell of a night. I mean, how did this come together? How did you guys? Well, number one, that my feel good feel old moment of the day. Holy hell, Social Distortion's been around for 40 years.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Right,
but is that a typo?
Yeah, I know. You just said that, and it blew my mind. I'm like, oh my god, he's right. But how did that come about, man? How did you guys pair up with Social D?
Well, you keep dreaming for about, 20 years, and then your dreams come true. It was an honor. We actually reached out, and we're just like, wow, they want to do it. And it's, I thought they were going to do their own thing on their 40th year. They probably will after this, but then we just organized it and put it together. It's been talked about for years. We would play with them at festivals and see them and, friends. And it finally came together, and we couldn't be happier.
Very nice. You guys just tuning in. Mr. Dennis Casey of Flogging Molly on the phone with us. So as we're throwing out large numbers, you guys as a band now, Flogging Molly has been doing this for 20 years, right?
22.
Wow, man. Unbelievable. Is there going to be new music coming our way from the Flogging Molly universe anytime soon?
Yeah. After this tour, we are taking time off probably the rest of the year. Well, we're going to do our usual cruise we do in November, and then we're going to take the rest of the year off and write and record a new record.
Very cool, man. We're looking forward to that. Also, by the way, I looked into the Salty Dog cruise that you guys do. I need to get involved in this one of these years. That sounds like a fantastic time.
You got it, buddy. Let me know. Maybe you can broadcast from there. We're trying to work that out still, or from shore, but You let me know. There's a lot of Western New Yorkers there. I think because the time of year, people it entices them, and it's a great weekend of just music and food and libations, and the vibe is great, and every year it gets better and better. This will be the fifth year, and it's almost sold out, so people could still go if they want, but you are always welcome.
Oh, fantastic. I got to get in on this, man. I love doing the cruise thing, and with you guys on there, it's got to be an absolute blast. Dennis Casey from Flogging Molly joining us. So I got to ask you about this. Earlier this year, the wife and I went over to Ireland, and it was our third time there, and I was in a random bar somewhere, and Flogging Molly came on the jukebox in the bar, and I was like, that's pretty cool. Like, I mean, you guys not Irish, but you kind of, that's what you're all about. Have you, obviously you guys have been there before. How have you found your music has reacted over in Ireland? If you've ever, when you've been there?
We have a pretty good following there. Not as big as Western New York, oddly enough. I couldn't predict that. Most people think Ireland would be Mecca for us, and we love going there and playing there. But usually the States we do the best. We do really well in and are received really well in Germany, Austria, and Ireland is just kind of like going back home. We made a couple records there. We got a lot of friends, but there is something about it playing the music we do and being in Ireland. It's really special and magical I don't care where I am. If I'm somewhere and I hear our music come on, I get ecstatic.
it was kind of the same thing, too. It was like, I know this guy. I know these guys. Like, it was kind of cool to hear it on a jukebox in Ireland. So from your perspective, I mean, I've done some of the bigger places there, you know, Dublin and Galway. What's your favorite town to go to in Ireland?
I like Dingle. It's on the west coast, and it's north of the Ring of Kerry, I believe, and if I remember correctly. And it is Ireland 500 years ago, it seems. The pubs are all, like, the architecture is obviously really old, but you go into any pub, traditional Irish music is playing. The people are wonderful, and you know, it's everything. If you've never been to Ireland, you imagine with the rolling green hills and the sheep walking across the street and the stone walls that farmers put up. It's just so picturesque and beautiful, and then you go to the coast. It's really special.
I recommend
it to everybody who said they're going over there. I say, go to Dingle.
There you go. Pro tip from Flogging Molly's Dennis Casey. Dingle's where it's at in Ireland. I got to tell you, it's funny. Like, I've talked to people who haven't been there, and they're like, oh, it sounds cool. I'd love it. But everyone that's been there just says it's a magical place, and I agree. It's a fantastic time over there.
We've been over there quite a bit, and I've gone over myself and rented a car and tried to, yeah, it's the first day it's a challenge to drive on the opposite side of the road and
very true.
Stick shift with the other hand. But yeah, once you get away from the big cities, you get out in the middle of the countries, and it is magical, Ireland, with all the, I don't want to call them stereotypes, but all the things that they get talked about, the rolling green hills, like I said, the pubs, the people, the cow, it is magical.
Yeah, it is a great place. Everyone just tuning in now, Dennis Casey from Flogging Molly with us out on the road this year, and they are coming to Canal Side on Tuesday. They're going to be here with Social Distortion. All the info you need on that one waiting over at alternativebuffalo.com. Dennis, man, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to chat with us today.
Nick, thank you. Anytime, buddy. You just let me know.
Absolutely. Cool. Do not miss these guys when they're in town. Flogging Molly here on Alternative Buffalo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.